But we're going now to get an inside look at what's become an increasingly difficult job, being a federal law enforcement ranger in the rural West. Think about what's been happening over the last couple of years. The armed standoff over cattle grazing in Nevada has created high tensions over federal land. Reports of threats and intimidation against federal officials are on the rise. NPR's Kirk Sigler spent the day with a ranger whose job it is to protect about 1 million acres of public land in Nevada.
Robert 130.
I'll have my riders, and we're going to be heading back over the front side.
Just after dawn on a rutted-out dirt road west of Las Vegas, Bureau of Land Management Ranger Shane Nalen steers his 4x4 over a small hill. A panoramic view of the rugged Nevada desert unfolds, but there's also something peculiar. The desert carpet is lit up with reflecting lights shimmering in the soft morning sun.
This is kind of been a problem area for me.
Nalen stops and hops out for a closer look.
You know, thousands of spent shotgun shell casings. Somebody built a fire right here.
This is just one of scores of unofficial target shooting areas in Nalen's jurisdiction. Since the last time he visited, it's also turned into a trash dump.
We got a couple mattresses. We got, looks like some hazmat, maybe some oil that's been...
A homemade target is propped up on the arm of a Joshua tree. Someone spray-painted part of the cactus. Next to an illegal campfire ring, there's a sign.
One of our private citizens put this sign up that says, "Please help keep range clean." You can see it through the bullet holes.
Nalen admits he hardly ever gets to places like this in time to catch people in the act.
It's ignorance and it's disrespect. You have to respect the land, and this is complete disrespect. And you got to have somebody that's going to hold somebody accountable.
That somebody is him. Except all he can really do today is search through the garbage and try to find an address or any other clue that might lead him to a suspect. Driving away, he says what we just saw is nothing.
Folks using methamphetamine, I've had some prostitution out here, you name it. I've had people dumping carcasses, sheep, horses, goats, tuna.
It's hardly a glamorous job, and not easy either. Nalen is one of only 200 BLM law enforcement rangers patrolling 245 million acres of public lands, mostly in the West.
You know, I didn't get into this job to be a traditional cop. I came into this job because I wanted to be the tip of the spear when it comes to protecting our resources.
Nalen is a Marine Corps vet. In college, he studied forestry. 95% of the time he's out on patrol, he's alone. So he carries a survival kit and ready-made meals. If something goes wrong, backup could be hours away. He also carries an AR-15, and he's got to be ready for anything.
Yeah, don't turn your back on us, you big boys with those big guns on you.
Nalen was one of the BLM rangers who responded to the 2014 armed anti-government standoff near Clive and Bundy's ranch.
Not a bunch of bullies!
The BLM wouldn't let Nalen talk to me about that standoff, but he did say he gets it. There's a lot of anger about the federal government right now. But he says when he's able to engage people and let them know what it is he really does, mostly they start to understand.
I think that some of it is you have people that have been used to doing things on public lands for many, many years, generational perhaps, but that doesn't necessarily make it right.
Hang on to your bootstraps.
Late in the day, he decides to pay a visit to a Native American cultural site. He wants to check on some ancient petroglyph paintings. It's a bone-busting detour.
So this is why I wear suspenders and I have pillows that I sit on.
A half hour later, we're finally out of the rig, hiking across the baking, hot, and windy desert toward a red sandstone cliff.
Let's go look at the panel around the corner here.
There's an ancient drawing of an eagle thousands of years old.
So you see this piece right here?
But something's not right. And he shimmies up the rock for a closer look.
And there's a good possibility that that this little piece right here was shot. Looks like looking for some shrapnel around the area.
Possible vandals. The kind of stuff around Nalen's job that doesn't always make the headlines.
This is it. This is what we do. We're here to protect our public lands and our valuable cultural sites, and that's why we're here.
He takes some photos of the defaced rock panel. It's evidence. Then he gets ready for the long drive home. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, in Southern Nevada.